So just hit the 500 mile mark. And celebrated by stepping on my sunglasses. Welcome to Through.
Navigating the travel world doesn't have to be complicated. Whether you want to hack your points and miles, figure out where to travel next, or you just need advice on an ethical dilemma. I'm Aislinn Green, host of Unpacked by Afar. And in the brand new season, we are unpacking the most captivating and challenging topics in the travel industry, one conversation at a time. Topics like the sexiness of travel insurance and the perils of quote-unquote bad tourism, and even the secrets to flying with children and not losing your mind in the process. Listen to Unpacked by Afar wherever you get your podcasts.
But I'm hiking with Hollywood and Prince Caspian and Honey Socks, and haven't recorded much because, I don't know, I've just been kind of being a human being the past few days. But I've been having a really nice time with the three that I'm walking with right now, Hollywood and his partner, Prince Caspian, and Honey Socks.
Tina would just say apologize.
I have a big fat crush on Honey Socks. She knows that.
I've unhinged my jaw and I'm eating popcorn.
Unhinged, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of freaked out. I didn't know Honey Socks could...
I've eaten three bags of Cheetos.
Could unhinge her jaw.
And that's been fun and exciting. And, you know, I don't think either of us is sure what to expect or what will come of it. But only thing you can do out here is be in the moment. So that's what I'm trying to do. That's all we can do. But she's good people and I really like being around her. And it's nice to have that sort of companionship and human contact out here. Very, very nice bonus. Keeps the spirits high. She's also just so cool. She makes me laugh a lot. A great sense of humor. Very talented, artistic, creative brain. Easy to talk to and get along with.
Look at this bathing suit.
I'm still recording audio of me checking you out in your bathing suit right now.
And then we got to mile 500 and, you know, sang the famous song for a second. Badly.
I have walked 500 miles and I will walk 500 more just to be a man who walked 1,000 miles for no real good reason.
And I've come 500 miles from the Mexican border on my feet, carrying my house and all of my needs on my back. And it feels amazing. Walked mostly through desert, chaparral, hills, in and out of mountains and pine trees. Right now I'm walking through a burn. So there are all these burnt, those shorter, shrubbier trees around me are charred black. But the Pacific Crest Trail is more than I could have ever imagined. And I'm not even 20% done. The people I expected there to be cool people. I don't know if I could have ever anticipated the types of connections you make out here, how funny everyone is. Hollywood and Prince Caspian are just the fuck that... All three of them that I'm hiking with are just so funny.
No, we were just talking... We were just talking about how thrush is, you know, the disease babies get.
From the tits. Mama titty milk.
Hey, because the microbiome's all fucked up.
Good bad.
I did record that.
They're just so funny. Just laughing all the time. It is the best. The humanity is refreshing. And then there's the nature. The best views you've ever seen. And you're walking through it, so you really get to be in it and take it in. My body's also feeling pretty good. I'm really stiff when I wake up in the morning and I do the thru-hiker shuffle to the bathroom for my warm-up walk, because it's really hard to get moving. But once you get walking, you feel fine. I got insoles for my shoes, which I think is a huge, huge bonus. And feeling very capable of doing consistent 20s. Although, the thing I'm looking forward to the most is getting a hotel room for 2 nights. Yes, with Honey Socks. And taking a zero into Hatchipi. It's Monday, and that will be Thursday. So, I am very excited for that.
Through is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you like to perform acts of service to the people in your life, both to express love and win approval? I sure do. Do you ever find yourself one day out of the blue resentful because you've been giving and giving and not taking any time for yourself, and now your giving is having the opposite effect you intended because it's creating distance in important relationships? Yes, same. That's why I do therapy. You may have noticed in both the podcast and these ads a self-deprecating tone. It can be a good thing. It's also a defense mechanism, and it also showcases that my default is to beat myself up. And I can say with 100% confidence that my therapist and I made some real ground on this pattern of self-sabotage. It's been great, and the hardest part about therapy was just taking action and getting started. And if you've also been thinking about therapy for a while and struggling to start, I get it, and maybe you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, convenient, and suited to your schedule. No phone calls or cold emails, just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a therapist. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/through today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/through.
What movies are
we going to watch?
What movies are we going to watch? You said Donnie Darko. And?
Hills Have Eyes.
And? Hills Have Eyes.
Texas Chainsaw.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
The original.
And shower before swimming in the indoor pool. Because as you said, this is the Marriott and this is not the KOA. Yeah.
Some of the challenges. My challenges haven't been physical, really. I think my body's held up pretty okay. There's been some blisters, some soreness. But I think training helped out. And I'm able to keep up with the physical part of it pretty nicely, I think. I think my challenge is the social stuff, honestly. Like, and yeah, just trying to not get too attached to people because it's kind of a transient existence out here. And you have to be able to kind of hike away from people and that sort of thing. And then when you have like a romantic relationship type of thing, it's even a little more challenging to navigate because you are like, I don't know this person. What are their boundaries? What do they want? And literally like you exist together on this moving strip of space-time, and you don't know what's going to happen the very next day. Someone could get injured and have to get off trail. Like, all this stuff. So, but you do find yourself making efforts to stay together. Like, I imagine if Honey Socks has to take a zero, I'm not leaving her behind. No way. I know myself.
And now I tell you about a moment that made me really uncomfortable in Walmart when the cashier asked if I was Emma's boyfriend, and she said,
yes. Make you squirm.
I was so uncomfortable. I looked at that cashier and I said, that is not true.
Ma'am, I'd just like to clear the record.
So, that's been a challenge. I wouldn't call it social pressure. I would call it meeting human needs in terms of connection and fitting in, belonging, relationships, and trying to do that while also trying to walk to Canada. It's a weird and wonderful thing to balance.
We'll cut all the kissing noises before I send this in to my coworkers.
Okay.
If you're enjoying Through and want to support the podcast and me on my journey, become a subscriber, aka a trail angel, on Through Plus on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. There you'll find a community of fellow enthusiasts and all sorts of bonus content. Through is a co-production of Spoke Media and Q Code. This episode was produced by Kelly Kolf and Brigham Mosley with help from Carson McCain. The episode was written by Brigham Mosley, mixed by NPAL Audio. Our art is by Andrew Adams. Executive producers for Spoke are Aaliyah Tavakolian and Keith Reynolds. Executive producers for Q-Code are Steve Wilson, Dave Henning, and Rob Herding. Special thanks to Noah Heller and Ellie Katapish.
Is that a good impression of you? What did you say?
Yes.
Yes.
On a summer night, Douglas Wagg Jr. lay motionless across a strip of railroad tracks before being struck by an oncoming train. I'm investigative journalist Delia D'Ambra, and my investigation into exactly how Doug died took me into the depths of a bizarre mystery.
It was really hard to understand what was fact and what wasn't.
A mystery that has led me from one suspicious death to another. Listen to Counterclock now, wherever you listen to podcasts.